We come now to a time of prayer. Let's pray together. Loving God, we thank you for this opportunity to worship, together and yet apart. Though we cannot meet together, we join together in these shared moments, in the warmth of your embrace. We delight to bring you our praise and worship, to take ourselves for a time from the uncertainty of the world into the certainty of your presence. Help us to set aside the things which crowd our minds and take our thoughts away from you. Draw us into the power of your Holy Spirit as we open our hearts and our souls to your holy word. In the wonder of worship, we glimpse the shining light of your presence, and we bow our heads in awe and wonder, giving you our adoration. We thank you that in our worship we can bring to you all that troubles us, all of our hurts and fears, and lay them before you. That the turmoil of our lives is transformed into peace in your presence. Lord, as we worship, may we find healing, wholeness, and a time of refreshing for our souls. We offer you all that we are and all that we can be as we worship together. Amen. Loving God, we thank you that you are always merciful. And as we continue to worship you, we bring our prayers of confession, clearing away the things which prevent us from truly opening ourselves to you. The things we have done, or perhaps more often not done, which have separated us from that intimate relationship you desire to have with us. And so, in a few moments of quiet, we bring our own personal prayers of confession and lay them at your feet. Lord, we thank you that if we are truly sorry, you are quick to forgive us, never keeping a record of our shortcomings, but starting afresh with us time after time after time. Help us to remain by your side, and help us to keep our eyes fixed on you as we hear your words of grace. Our sins are forgiven, and we may go in peace. Amen. We say together the prayer which Jesus taught us in his own words. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.